afternoon. You're with Planet FM and this is Musings. My name is Noel.
And I'm Mimi.
On Musings, we give you music to listen to and something to muse about. So what are we going to be musing about today?
Our talk today is on judgment and forgiveness.
We all have some knowledge of what goes on in a courtroom. A great deal of time is spent establishing innocence or guilt, and great care is taken to avoid hasty judgment. But while most of us don't actually work in law, we all have to pass judgment on many little things every day. There is a popular expression doing the rounds today which suggests we should avoid at all costs being judgmental. But this does not mean that we can and should therefore avoid passing judgment. We must do it all the time. And there is nothing essentially wrong with being very clear and deliberate about what you want in life and evaluating the options before you decide accordingly. We all have values, and those values shape our judgments. Passing judgment is the only way we learn whether or not our values need adjusting or even replacing. Neutrality, rather than being the path of the peacemaker, actually has very little merit, because by choosing to do or say nothing, we could actually be supporting the very thing we don't want to come into being. Sitting on the fence can never be a permanent option, and silence can and is often taken as support. Almost every decision you make involves an element of judgment. The real question, though, is what is the quality of that judgment? We've all been guilty of rushing to judgment, particularly when emotions get high, and we all have to put up with others judging us and situations involving us incorrectly. Many times we are guilty of passing judgment without having the full facts, only later having to apologize for causing hurt. Oftentimes we may think we have the matter all sewn up, only to find later that we were missing one vital element, which even the best detective work was never going to find. Appearance is probably more deceptive than we realize, and haste is always the enemy of justice. So the best decisions are always made with a cool head. Witness just how cool paramedics are at an accident scene. Stress levels of everyone can be through the roof and emotions are electric, but they know what is needed to save life and always work methodically without panic to reduce suffering to a minimum. Emotion can and does cloud judgment. Does this mean, therefore, that we should strip out the emotional aspects of a situation in order to arrive at good judgment? Certainly not. What is needed is to rein in our emotions and not to allow them to take control. We must be the master of emotions rather than allowing them to master us and control situations. Emotional power needs harnessing and directing in ways that are constructive and even healing. In passing judgment, the question of forgiveness arises. When should we forgive? Should we always turn the other cheek, for instance, and just accept unfair or unjust behavior by saying, "Who am I to judge?" While forgiveness shows mercy, if we were to show forgiveness in every situation without qualification, we could create more problems than we solve, because the act of forgiveness can be as thoughtlessly applied as any negative action such as condemnation. Forgiveness needs to be earned, and words alone don't show that a person is remorseful, because words are cheap and don't necessarily indicate that a person has changed, is in fact sorry, or has even learned anything. What is the qualifying condition in which forgiveness is the most efficacious? Actions reveal true intent, and a change in behavior is what we need to look for. And this often takes time. So just as we should never be too hasty to judge, we should also never be too hasty to forgive and forget. In the final analysis, however, justice should never be seen as a punitive system. The idea of punishment is related more to vengeance than justice. We should always offer the hope of redemption to even the worst of criminals. But that redemption should never be given freely, or it becomes devalued. No matter what you do in life, the single most important dynamic is the relationships that you have. Some describe business in terms of a war zone, but it is actually about relationships. Family, sports, shopping, going to the dentist. These are all about relationships. Justice, being just in your everyday dealings, builds relationships, strengthens the bonds of love, that in turn strengthens society, and so it makes for a better world. Justice is really about caring. Caring about another's feelings. Wanting to ensure everyone gets a fair shake. Justice is an expansive vision concerned with equity, balance, and most importantly of all, harmony is at its center. If we set out to live justly, we will be treated justly by others. But probably more importantly, we will never need to worry about being found out. We will never have to skulk around in the shadows, and anxiety will no longer shadow our every move, because we would never want to do anything that would hurt or block another's progress and desire for the very things that we seek. In the final analysis, we are all brothers and sisters, and all humans have the same needs and wants. We all understand and accept this to some degree. True justice is never about finality or throwing away the key, but it always leaves cracked open the door of redemption in the full awareness that acting justly is the only way to cross its threshold. Being just is the price each of us must willingly pay if we want to live in a just world. In all situations, there is always essentially two options available. One of those will be more selfish, and the other will be more selfless or expansive. A good rule of thumb to follow is to take the option which has the most benefit to the most people.
That's all for today on Musings. We look forward to your company again next week.